Okay, our friends. So today we are going to use our imagination. I would like for you to picture nighttime because today's story is tonight. It's a nighttime story, it's a bedtime story, and it is about beauty, and it is about how you can imagine your night. And it's about the beauty of the nighttime. So, my friends, I would invite you to snuggle in, relax, get comfy as we go into The Night Garden by Karen Berger. And today's story is read by Mommy. And what's your name? Do you have a name?
Philip.
I love it when you're Philip. Did you know that? Of course, I love it when you're everything. But you're always you? I love that. Well, today's story is read by Mommy and Philip. So hold on, friends. We're going in. Oh, but before we get started, I need to give my patron shout out. Yeah, that's right. We have friends that help us get stories, all kinds of suggestions, and we want to say thank you so much, patrons, for all the things that you do, and we give them shout outs as our way of saying, you guys are amazing, and we couldn't do this without you. So today's story is for Amina. Amina, we hope that you like this beautiful story. Your mom, Sarah, said, you know, anything that you can find that's got beauty in it, because, of course, Amina is quite lovely herself. So we are very happy to, I thought long and hard about what kind of story should I give you, and we hope that this one fills your imagination. So here we go. In the night garden, fireflies look like fallen stars. You know what a firefly is? Yeah, it's also known as a lightning bug. But they can fill up the night sky. Moonflowers unfurl and release their intoxicating perfume.
What's an intoxicating
perfume? What is intoxicating? So that's a very good question. That's a big word. Intoxicating is a tricky one because that word, depending on the sentence it is in, can mean more than one thing. But in this case, because we're talking about moonflowers and it's a perfume and it's meant to make us think of something wonderful, intoxicating would mean like a strong, electrifying, yeah, stirring, yummy smell. In the night garden, you can lie on the cool grass and look up to the millions and trillions of stars. And in the picture, we can see all the stars that the little girl is looking at. If you are very patient and very lucky, you might catch a glimpse of a shooting star. If you do, make a wish. In the night garden, a lone cat tiptoes across the roof. And in the picture, we can see that cat. The cat is almost as black as the night sky. It's a dark black cat. And bats swoop and glide in the bluing sky. In the night garden, you might see a sliver of a new moon. And when I say new moon, do I mean that there'll be a brand new moon out there in the sky aside from our normal moon? No, I mean that that's just one of the phases of the moon. Because the moon is turning, and when it turns, it looks different every day, right? Yeah. or the fiery red of a harvest moon. Yeah, they would also call it a blood moon because it looks red. Sometimes the night garden is darker than dark. And there are sounds that you don't know. But don't be afraid. It's probably a mama fox hurrying her sleepy cubs home. Or the wind blowing through the trees. It might be the murmur of a slow stream. If you let them, the sounds of the night garden will lull you to sleep. Just close your eyes and listen to the song of crickets and bullfrogs. What do the crickets say? And the bullfrogs?
Ribbit, ribbit.
And the occasional hoot owl. Ooh, ooh, calling to you from a far off tree.
Good night, good night, good night, good night, good night,
says the owl. And we can see the girl getting into her bed. She's got some fuzzy bunny slippers. Her cat is looking at some fish in a tank. Sleep tight. And that, our friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.